ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of the one who created Adam for Eve and for Eve Adam. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another program of Muslim Family. We're speaking to you from the holy city of Qom, the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Call of Islam radio station.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshipping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of the Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhdhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another program of Muslim Family. I'm Fatima Shamili, the host of this program, and we have Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli as the expert of our program. He holds an MA in Developmental Psychology and a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University, Canada. He has more than 12 years of experience in counseling regarding family and educational issues, and at the moment, he is a staff member of the International Center for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiya. Dr. Shamli, assalamu alaikum. Warm welcomes to our programs for tonight.
Wa alaikum assalam. I need also to express my salams and greetings and respects to all listeners, both men and women, who are just listening this program.
Thanks for being here tonight, dear listeners. Prepare yourself for another interesting discussion. We'll be right back.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear listeners to the program Muslim Family, this is Fatima Shamili, the host of Muslim Family. Last time, in our last program, we were talking about the ways of spouse selection, and Dr. Shamli started with some very useful introductory information that we need before getting into the process and getting involved into spouse selection. First of all, he told us that in our Islamic teachings, we are suggested to think about the motives and intentions of our marriage. Why is it that we want to get married? If we answer this question, then we will be able to know who we want to choose. And second of all, he was talking to us about the importance of supplications and making du'as for the spouse that we want to have and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that we can do this in two ways. First of all, in our obligatory prayers constantly during the day, whenever we have the chance and we talk to Allah, we say, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we want these certain characteristics. And second of all, that there are specific du'as and supplications that we are encouraged to do in order to facilitate our marriage. He gave us a few examples, which I hope you wrote down and you try to do them. Before we go into the core of our discussion, Dr. Shamli, do you have any other du'as that we didn't cover last time?
Of course. Yeah. Of course. You know, there are some other advices from Imam Ali, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, and also from Imam Sadiq, recorded in Al-Kafi and Abi Basir. And it is very interesting that just for marriage, there is a special type of praying, special type of supplication. And in those supplication, at the same time that we are just praying, we are going to be provided criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, "Man arada minkum tazweej," those of you who are going to get married, prepared, فَلْيُصَلِّ رَكْعَتَيْنِ, then you need to pray 2 units. وَلْيَقْرَأْ بِفَاتِحَةِ الْكِتَابِ وَسُورَةِ يَاسِينَ.
Very then detailed begin, information.
You know, you begin with فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ, then you go by
فَاتِحَةُ الْكِتَابِ means chapter Alhamd.
Alhamd. And then you go by Surah Yasin. Yasin wal-Quran al-Hakim. فَإِذَا فَرِغَ مِنَ الصَّلَاةِ, when you finish...
In both rik'ats or units, you have to do this,
both.
Right?
When you finish, فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ, then you need to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray, send praise, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلْيُثْنَ عَلَيْهِ, you have to provide him all types of good praising.
You have to praise his endless bounties and
bounties.
Greatness.
You know, وَلْيُثْنَ عَلَيْهِ, then you provide all praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then what you ask? Allahumma rzuqni zawjatan salihatan. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gift me, grant me a partner, a wife who is qualified.
What if it's a girl asking for a husband?
The same.
Okay.
You ask for the spouse with the same characters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wadudan, someone who is kind. First, she must or he must
so
be.
So first of all, salihan, a person who is a good doer.
No, salih means qualified.
Qualified.
And what are the qualifications which make someone as qualified? First,
wadud.
Wadudan, kind enough.
Mm-hmm.
Waludan. Walud, the one who delivers a lot. Delivers easily and simply.
Mm-hmm.
Shakuran, thankful. Ganuan,
Contempt.
Contempt. And just, she's not asking a lot.
Right.
She's not asking step by step. Ganuan, she goes by you.
Mm-hmm.
She's
bears easy. With you.
Ghayuran.
Brave.
She is very brave and very holder of herself. In ahsantu shakarat, if I do good to her, she will be thankful. Wa in asa'tu ghafarat, and if I made a mistake,
she will forgive me.
She will immediately forgive me. Wa in dhakartullah ta'ala a'anat, when I remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I commemorate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, she will help me to do more and more. وَإِن نَسِيتُ ذَكَّرَتْ, and if I forgot to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala,
she reminds me. These all apply to men as well. I mean, if it's
exactly.
A girl praying for the boy. Yeah.
This is the calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for both sides.
But we're just using one she to make it easier.
Yes.
Just for our listeners to know.
And some parts are more important and more
applicable
to her, to wives. Okay. وَإِنْ خَرَجْتُ مِنْ عِنْدِهَا حَفِظَتْ, and if I go to for traveling,
if I leave her
at home, she will stay honest and modest. وَإِنْ دَخَلْتُ عَلَيْهِ السُّرَّتْ, and when I come back to her, she will make me happy. وَإِنْ أَمَرْتُهَا أَطَاعَتْنِي, if I ask her something,
She's
not slow.
Accepts to do it.
Accepts
easily.
To do it. وَإِنْ أَقْسَمْتُ عَلَيْهَا أَبَرَّتْ, if I swear to do or not to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a very serious job, serious duty.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't accept easily. So you swear. Oh, I swear by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do this or not to
please
do this.
Please do this.
Okay? She immediately accepts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
She values that, like, bearing witness by Allah.
وَإِنْ قَذِبْتُ أَرْضَتْنِي, if I come and get angry, she tries not to, come along me. She tries to make
cool me down.
Ya dal jalal wal ikram, habli dhalik. O the owner of power and beauty, gift me, grant me this. Fa innama as'aluka wa la ajidu illa ma qasamta li. I'm just asking, and I know that you have already appointed for me
someone. Each and every point that which who was this hadith from?
From Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullahi alayhi.
Yes, and he actually has one of the most perfect marriages of history that has been and will ever to come.
Exactly.
Every point that was mentioned by the Imam Ali alayhi salam was something that we should discuss in detail.
Exactly. In our discussion.
Yes.
What
for
are
example,
you looking for?
For example, you have to find someone who's kind, who forgives you, who doesn't make you beg to forgive them because of like the smallest mistake that you have done, someone that you're sad to leave and happy
someone
to come back to.
Someone does not put in your leg for the easiest and tiniest point.
Right.
Forgive her.
And someone who is truthful to you in your absence.
Yeah.
These are all very important points. So let's get to the main discussion before we go for the break. I just want to cover a few points. What are the criteria of choosing a spouse that we are suggested to do in Islam?
Yeah, there are many.
For example?
Some are mentioned in the, you know, supplications and praying before your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But some are expressed by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you know, uttered by the infallible imams, that when you get married, you need to be very careful for this. The most important criterion for marriage is the issue of compatibility.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in chapter At-Tawheed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says what? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufwan ahad. There is no exact partner. The idea of kufw, okay?
Compatibility.
Compatible.
Suitable partner.
Okay? Proper, you know, spouse.
Mm-hmm.
Is the most important aspect in spouse selection.
Okay.
And there are some dimensions,
okay,
aspects that provide the full picture for compatibility.
Okay, so dear listeners, wait if you want to know what the aspects of compatibility are in Islam. We're going to go for a short break and we'll be right back. Muslim Family, a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Muslim Family. You are listening to. I'm Fatima Shamli, the host of this program, and we are with Dr. Abbas Ali Shamli today. Dr. Shamli, before the break, you were sharing with us the idea that the most important criteria for spouse selection is compatibility. And you said there are two aspects to this certain idea. Could you explain those to us, please?
You know, there are many details with regard to compatibility in marriage. The two pillars, which are the main, but after you see many details after these two pillars. There are many narrations from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and from infallible Imams that إِذَا أَتَاكُمْ مَن تَرْضَوْنَ دِينَهُ وَخُلُقَهُ. The most important aspect for a faithful marriage is to be careful about morality and
akhlaq
and religiosity. Akhlaq and deen. Morality and religiosity.
Right.
You know, it's not just either or.
Mm-hmm.
Both of these criteria
are needed
and they are very important. If someone is very religious but not, you know, a moral person,
mm-hmm.
okay, it's not a good case.
Mm-hmm.
If someone is a very moral, very ethical, you know, good, you know, enjoys a good temper,
yeah.
okay, but he's not religious.
Not religious.
Again.
But don't you think someone who is religious has good akhlaq and
no.
ethics as well?
No.
Isn't that a requirement?
Yes, because it happened at the time of Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, that someone wrote a letter to Imam Sadiq that I know someone who came and asked for
my daughter.
He's a very religious, dedicated person, faithful, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard that he suffers...
He's tempered.
Some bad issues in his temper.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay for me to go ahead? Imam said, don't go this. Because it creates a very bad and negative picture and image in the mind of your daughter. And at the end of the day...
She will associate religiosity with bad morals.
You know, it's not a good label.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And it affects for the young generation afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And society is in need of both religiosity and morality together.
Right.
And it's not the case that when you have one of these two criteria, you go by the other also.
Well, this has a rather sharp contrast with what we see in the West. For example, we said that the main criteria for marriage is that they have to have good akhlaq and taqwa, good morals and truly religious values. Whereas in the Western world, I don't like using the word West, but we're using it in a stereotypical way. In the Western world, the main criteria for marriage is love. As long as you love someone, as long as, relationships start with, like, you meet someone, then you start dating. Then after a few dates, if you're really, really into a serious relationship... which takes probably some time, then you move in together. Again, I'm saying this is a general view, not always this is the case. Then you move in together, you're living together for some years even, and then after that you pop the question and you ask the person to marry you and you get married. And as I said, there is no concern about being religious or not. You know, like when you talk to people, when you talk to couples, it's rather funny if you ask them, like, is your case religious? Well, if they are themselves religious, then they would go after someone who probably would be religious as well. But this is not the general case. Unlike for us Muslims. So can you explain if that is the Western world and if we're a Muslim living in...
We will come to those.
Okay.
In Islam, all details, all criteria with regard to spouse selection are mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But the very base, the very core must be religiosity, piety, and morality. Why? Because Imam explained... When the guy asked, that why you are insisting on these two? Imam said, you know, if you go by a religious, faithful groom, okay,
son-in-law,
okay, then it happens in common life, in shared life, it happens. Many challenges, many ups and downs,
yes.
difficulties, sometimes fightings, sometimes, you know,
quarrels,
hard dialogues,
right.
You know, very harsh dialogues. Okay, if it happens, if both sides are faithful,
mm-hmm.
are religious, they will not be oppressors, They don't go by tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
They stay on the line.
They will observe the right.
This is a good holder.
Yes.
Something which holds people. If you go by, you know, normal thing, we are human beings.
Yes.
Easily we just exit.
Mm-hmm.
This is to be sure that they are located on the right path.
That's a
but
very
at the same
point.
Time, but at the same time, you need to be very careful. I will come to that.
Mm-hmm.
Very detailed. Even dating, we have, but in a, you know, lawful, legal way.
Yeah, that's a very beautiful hadith. And to go a little deeper into it, it's very interesting because, you know, when the couples, they get, especially at the beginning of marriage, you have some more ups and downs in order for you two to get to know each other, especially us Muslims, that we usually it doesn't happen that we have lived together before we get married. So when you go into a new life and you're a couple, then you're going to face a lot of challenges. If your spouse, whether it's a husband or a wife, if they are truly, they have true iman, faith, and true akhlaq, moral values, then they will not oppress you. For example, let's say, you know, when you get angry, sometimes you say things that will definitely hurt the person, and it will leave a wound into their heart for years even to come. But if that person is God-fearing, they will even be careful and cautious when they are angry.
Exactly.
They don't think that, okay, well, I was just angry, I just said something. Well, you know, you're a Muslim, so you're supposed to control your temper.
Yeah,
that's very deep.
This is very important that in life, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the infallible Imams are providing advices that not only are applicable within the normal life, but also applicable in crisis.
Right.
Life is full of crisis.
Yes.
What are you going to do on those, you know, harsh points?
It's not just a bowl of cherries.
It's not.
Yes.
You know, and we just stay by at the surface. It's not enough. You know, you need to go deep to the root.
Mm-hmm.
And that is religiosity and morality.
Okay. In contrast to what you're saying now, we see you've been in the West, you've lived there, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people who don't have religious basis for their choices. They just have moral grounds. For example, they say that this person is very humane, they have good ethics, they don't oppress me when they get angry. You know, they really have truly Islamic akhlaq, Islamic attitudes, but not with the same label, you know, everything that we are suggested to do, but they don't have religious beliefs. And a lot of them have good marriages. They have long living, safe, sane marriages.
Yeah.
What can you say about that?
You know, I'm just insisting on this to say that if you're going to have a religious, moral marriage, these are the criteria.
Mm-hmm.
If you say no, I'm just going for having a happy life, whether outside religion or inside. For me, there is no important to be the insider for the religion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? If this is the question, then go ahead. But I believe, as someone who is expert in the, you know, Islamic teaching from a psychological point of view,
mm-hmm.
but I believe that if we go by just those outside criteria, we are putting ourselves at risk. Because we are staying at surface.
Mm.
There is no root. And, you know, this is the case that in the West and for the non-Muslim family, you know, family solidarity is nothing. For the simplest thing, for this easy fighting, the whole family format will collapse. The whole family collapsed. Why? Because she or he will say, okay, Mr. X or Mrs. X, this is your problem. This is your value system. And I don't have to, you know, endure this. I don't have to have, you know, this obligation. When there is no obligation, when there is no borderline, when there is no format, then easily and simply the whole family collapsed.
Right.
And in the West, you see that there is no family solidarity for the easiest
Not
fighting.
Always, but a lot of times.
A lot of times. Okay. But vice versa. When you come to religious people, unfortunately, this is very important. You know, it's not enough to be a good person in terms of religion or in terms of morality. You know, in Islam also, we have people that normally, by joke, they say he's a good Muslim, faithful Muslim, but like Shemr, like Yazid, you know. These are the figures who are very tough. If they are tough, you don't enjoy the life.
Yeah.
So even inside the religion, even as an insider, we need to keep these two criteria both together.
Yeah.
Religiosity and morality. There are faithful people who are not kind, who are very tough, who are very angry, who are very aggressive. It's not accepted.
Mm-hmm.
These are the beginning. But there are many, many other criteria that I have to come to it when you ask me. So, whenever you talk about the main pillars, the main criteria
mm-hmm.
for spouse selection, I believe faithfulness, religiosity, and morality mm-hmm. at the beginning. But when you talk about these two, it does not mean that you compromise and disregard the other needed requirements.
Right.
For example, one of the big requirements for spouse selection is family background.
Mm-hmm.
Family background is very important for two main reasons that I have to explain it in my next session.
Thank you very much. I think our listeners are looking forward to the rest of your words. I personally benefited a lot from your words. I hope that the people who are listening to our voice, and if you know of anyone who is in the process of getting married, at least you can introduce them this radio channel, this program, and maybe hopefully they can benefit from the words of our Ahlul Bayt and from the wise sayings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the words which are given to us by Dr. Shamili. Thank you very much, dear listeners. We'd like to end our programs by asking that Allah subhanahu sends his peace and blessings upon you all.
Because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry. For the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look,